And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Now, fresh off being the only state to shift blue in the 2024 election, Washington legislators have found an innovative way to address their homelessness crisis. Just declare it a civil right. Democratic lawmakers are proposing a bill that would establish homelessness as a protected class, effectively making every park bench a potential residence and every sidewalk a legal bedroom. A new poll shows American parents aren't buying what gender ideologues are selling. Nearly three-quarters now support making transgender surgeries and medical interventions for children illegal. And over in Congress, where common sense occasionally makes surprise appearances, Representative Nancy Mace has introduced legislation that requires House members and employees to use bathrooms corresponding with their biological sex. The bill arrives just as Democrats prepare to welcome their first transgender member, prompting one of those increasingly rare moments when politicians actually have to define what a woman is. And in corporate America, it's discovered something that it likes even less than paying for maternity leave. A new report reveals 42 Fortune 100 companies now cover abortion travel costs in states where it isn't available. Those same companies remain curiously quiet about their child care benefits, though their accountants seem to have mastered the math of family-unfriendly policies. Sheffield College in the UK has decided what students really need isn't more academic resources, but a gender affirmation fund for clothes and makeup. It's such a creative approach to education spending, isn't it? And it comes despite the cast reviews warning that social transitioning significantly impacts young people's development. And in Pennsylvania now, where the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia is facing scrutiny from medical advocacy group Do Not Harm over its gender transition procedures for minors. The hospital, which proudly advertises being the nation's first devoted exclusively to children's care, has written 768 prescriptions for children undergoing sex-related interventions. Somewhere the Hippocratic Oath is being updated. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, fresh from his family's Hyatt Hotel fortune, has declared his state to be a safe haven for gender-related procedures. The billionaire governor, whose cousin identifies as transgender, seems determined to transform Illinois into California's Midwest campus. And to Texas now, where the State Board of Education has approved optional biblical teachings in their curriculum. The program, available to 2.3 million students starting in August next year, includes lessons on the parables like the Good Samaritan. I know some people see this on the surface as something good, and maybe it is, but for me, I just don't want random people teaching my children anything about the Bible. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I am Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to be a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.